with you.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Danny Bedor, for another podcast episode about real estate investing. Today's episode is something different that I've probably never done before, and you know what? Maybe I should have. Today, I'm going to take and deconstruct or reverse engineering a transaction, an investment opportunity in Austin, Texas, that was not ever presented by us. And the reason I'm doing this is because I wanted to see or show how not so good judgments and decision making was done a few years ago, you know, and what's the outcome a few years later. And at the end, I will also give anyone who's listening some ideas how to mitigate this, let's just say, not terrible, but probably not ideal situation or scenario or investment. Before I dive in, I want to just say two things. First of all, this is a very number-oriented analytics session. So I'm going to be very high level without diving to all the fine numbers because it's harder to track them when just listening without the visual. If you actually want to enjoy the visual and seeing the analysis that I've done, you're most welcome to click the link that I will put in the description for a YouTube video that talks exactly what I'm going to talk about today, but has the visual aspect of it. You're most welcome to click on that and benefit from the visual and not just from the audio. Let's dive into this deal. So once again, this is not a deal that was offered to our investors from Simply Do It. This is just someone that I know they bought this property, know that person in general, I don't know them well, and I just wanted to see what they have done in order to get a great or an excellent investment opportunity and how things are turning out for them. And for the sake of the next few minutes, I ask that you travel in time with me to 2021. And I actually put this deal together. I have analyzed this deal together as if it's 2021 right now, put all the numbers, all the figures as if it's 2021, analyze the deal, and then fast forward 3 years, 4 years later and see what happened in the first 3 years of this property. So buckle up and let's go to 2021. Here we go. So this is a property, a single family home in one of Austin, Texas suburbs. It's a really nice place, good schools. House was built in 1998. It's a 2000-ish square footage. Nice suburb, nice house. Very similar to houses that I have purchased or helped my clients purchase, not in Austin, for many, many years. Your typical, I would say, upper middle class kind of a neighborhood in a suburb of a great city, Austin. I love Austin. As a person, as an individual, I love Austin. I have nothing against Austin whatsoever. But when it comes to investment, I'm a little bit cautious. So this house was purchased in 2021, I believe in the second half of 2021, for $455,000. Yeah, and the market value of this property was just about $455,000. So far, paid full price for a house for what it's worth. By the way, I'm completely okay with it. I am not always looking for the below market value kind of investment. In 2021, pretty much didn't even offer us that opportunity. This house was purchased with 25% down. So that means the mortgage is $340,000. Remember that I'm rounding numbers just a bit. It probably 4 or 4.5%, maybe even a little bit below 4 interest rate for 30 years, right? That was what's available at the time. So I'm using, for my sake of analysis, 4% interest rate, 25% down, 30-year mortgage. And now that we understand what was the background, the purchase price, the location, the year, the interest rate, let's dive in. Remember, we are still in 2021. At the time, 2021, The estimated rent for this property was somewhere around $2,400 a month. So rent, $2,400. 2021, property taxes were somewhere around $6,000, so a year. So we're having a $6,000 or $500 a month property taxes. Insurance is probably $250 a month, which is $3,000 a year. When we dive into the numbers and we run a five-year analysis, the way I analyze properties, we do it in 5, 10, 15, and 20-year projections based on some assumptions. I can tell you that on average, even at 4% interest rate, this property is projected to, at the time, to generate a negative cash flow of almost $300 a month, which is pretty much, I would say, $3,500-ish or $3,600-ish dollars a year. If you are like me and you hear negative cash flow and you get uncomfortable, don't. Maybe there's a good reason that we can consider this property. Maybe it's such a high appreciating market, I will probably benefit from appreciation. I have done personally many deals with negative cash flow from the get-go. I don't recommend it, but there is a way to manage it or to mitigate it or to work with it. In this case, if I am at least going into a negative cash flow situation, scenario, I would definitely want to have at least high appreciation rate, potentially, no guarantee, in order to mitigate the negative cash flow. So I'm looking at a property where from day one, I can see three main challenges from day one. Challenge one, number one is the purchase price rent ratio. Already very, very low purchase price rent ratio to begin with. Part of the reasons that we are heavily investing, or I am heavily investing out of state for 20 years, is to beat that ratio. So from day one, I see a problematic ratio, maybe better than other parts of the country, but much worse than other parts of the country. So we're starting with a poor rent, purchase price rent ratio. Moving on, property taxes in Texas are notoriously high. Insurance in Texas is, maybe in 2021, was not notoriously high, but high to begin with. So we are already starting with a low income generating stream of rent and a very high portion of expenses in the form of property taxes and insurance. That is our starting point. So there's no wonder this one is generating, between the other expenses, such as property management and a little bit of repairs and leasing fee and a little bit of vacancy and even a small HOA, and of course the mortgage at 4%, we are seeing that from day one, this property is projecting to generate a cash flow. If you understand the concept of negative cash flow and know how to mitigate and manage it, great, no problem. If you don't, maybe not a good start. Now that we understand the starting point, I want to kind of go over with you and show you what happened in the following year with this property. So first of all, in Texas, and this is one of the reasons we are kind of pause investing in Texas for the past few year and a half or so, we have what I call the four main challenges that we do not see in many other parts of the country. Challenge number one, high property taxes, high tax rate to begin with. Challenge number two, some counties and more counties in Texas are assessing values on an annual basis and updating the property taxes on an annual basis, right? Not something that we see in most of the country or many parts of the country. It's a very unique phenomena or negative phenomena for us owners, investors in Texas or most parts of Texas. So we have not only high property taxes, but assessment on an annual basis increasing if the market went up. Then we have in Texas the problem of high insurance rates, not the case in many parts of the country. Not only that, in Texas, we're seeing there is a tendency to update or increase the insurance rates on an annual basis. So if I own in Texas, I should expect my expenses in the form, the two main or large expenses that are property taxes and insurance rates, to go up quite a bit every year. So much so, it will probably go much higher than my annual rent increase if I see one, right? So even if I see a rent increase, it will still go higher than that. So that's always the challenge. We call it, all those four challenges, we call it the never-ending chasing of a positive cash flow. Now, moving to today, we are mid-2024. Let's see what this property did since it was purchased in 2021. So in 2021, we have property taxes are $6,000 a year. Insurance is about $1,600 a year. Rent is $2,400. Negative cash flow about $300 negative a month. Okay. Property value $450, $455. All right. Sounds good. 2022, property taxes went from $6,600 to $11,000, almost double, right? You think the rent doubled during that time? Not a chance, right? Insurance went up just by about $250 or $300. So we are already seeing an increase by insurance of a few hundred dollars. Rent, we're lucky. If we're good at managing our rent, it went up by $100. So we have definitely a gain of $100. And our negative cash flow just went from negative $300 to negative $500 for 2022. At least we have a bonus appreciation in value. And the value of a property that was maybe $450-ish when we purchased it a year ago, we have a gain. It's now $460. Woohoo! $5,000 more. That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. Being sarcastic here a little bit, let's just move on to 2023. Property taxes went down. Interesting. Why did it went down? Maybe the value of the property went down. Maybe I was able to protest. Great. Whatever. It is now down to $8,600. Only $2,000 more from 2 years ago, but quite a big difference from 2022. All right. So that's good. However, our insurance went up yet again. So we have an increase on the insurance. Rent, aha, are we lucky here? We are now $100 more in rent, which is $200 more when we started. Woohoo! You should be very happy now. Between those lowering the property taxes, increase in rent, you know what? Our negative cash flow just got better. We went down or went up from a negative $500 to negative $400, right? But yet, here is the great bonus of them all. We are in 2023, and the property value is now $440,000. So we are down 20-ish from when we, 20 from last year, maybe 10-ish, 15 down from the year before. Let's move on to 2024. And property taxes estimated, we don't know for sure. Let's just say it's about the same, 9,000-ish. All right, no, not so crazy. Super crazy, but not so crazy increase. Insurance again, a little bit up. Okay, no big deal. Or should I say annoying? Rent. We got lucky at the rent again, yet again. Maybe $100. Maybe $100. I'm not even sure. I'm just being a little bit generous here. So now our negative cash flow went back to negative $450. So we are negative on the cash flow. All right, we can handle it, hopefully. But wait, what about the property value? Guess what? We are now at $430,000, which is about $20,000 less than when we purchased it. So what are we seeing here? We are seeing a property from day one that was not performing you know what? I don't want to say not performing. The way I look at it, I would never have done this deal. I would never present it to one of my clients. We have done deals in the same period of time that are showing positive cash flow, probably would purchase a similar house for a little bit less, that have showed increase in value, maybe, you know, not dramatic one, but definitely one that have shown increase in rent, a little one year over year, that have not shown any changes in insurance and property taxes or very minimal ones. So my question here, when I'm looking at this, this analysis, this property, this performance, and I want to ask you a question. And before I want to ask you a question, I want to tell you that I've done the analysis and projection what this property will do even in 10 years. And you know what? Based on those numbers, even in 10 years, we're still going to see negative cash flow. Hopefully, the appreciation will pick up and that will be correcting it. And even in 15 years, according to our analysis, this property in terms of analysis will only break even cash flow wise in about 15 years, assuming I won't be able to lower the interest rate to less than 4%, right, which is already low. So one good thing is the low interest rate, but that's the only good thing I can say so far. So what are we seeing here? A property that is not performing probably ideally from day one. And this is one of the reasons we have not offered our investors to buy in Austin for investment purposes for many, many years, before COVID and during COVID and after COVID. That's exactly what I'm saying here are exactly the reasons we didn't recommend it. And again, I love Austin. It's great. It's lovely. It's a great place to live, quality of life. If I would move to Texas, I would probably go to Austin. If I would go to Austin, I would probably buy my own house. Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. That has nothing to do with investing. Nothing. And if you're in Austin and I'm pissing you off right now, you know what? I don't mean to offend you. If you will have your own house, great. If you're doing investment properties and they look similar to this, maybe you didn't buy it for $440, but you bought it for $350 and it's still relatively similar, you know the pain that I'm talking about. So I have a question or two questions for you. First of all, and I'm really asking it, hoping I'll hear back from you. Why did you decide to invest in Austin? What was the reason, or what were the reasons, I should say, Austin and not another part of the country that would probably not yield these results? And if the answer is, and I really hope it's not, my friends invested there, well, you know what? Maybe you should be benefiting from your due diligence process of buying there. So again, Austin is not terrible. What were the reasons you invested there? Are you seeing similar things on your end, maybe with different numbers that I'm talking about? I would love to hear it. You know what? Guess what? You want to blow me away and say, hey, Danny, you're off. You're wrong. Here's my deal exactly from 2021. You know, I'll be happy to learn about it. Share that with me. Really do. I really appreciate it. I'll be happy to be corrected. But this is not just the one deal. I've seen multiple such deals. Just change the numbers, change the location a little bit. The next thing I want to ask or suggest, if you are in a similar situation to what I just told you, what is your plan? What is your plan? Do you plan to hang on to this property for the next 5-10 years, hoping the appreciation will correct itself and hoping the cash flow will correct itself? You know what? That's okay. Honestly, you're probably fine. I think betting on Austin is a safe bet for the long term. I think that the values will pick up eventually. You know, it's all about how are you going to maintain those negative cash flows for years to come. Remember, property taxes are probably not going to adjust much, and insurance rates are probably not going to adjust much. Actually, they're maybe going to be worse on both ends of those. If you are in this situation and you're a little bit lost what to do, then I have two suggestions for you. One, maybe consider selling this property, kind of cutting your losses, so to speak. And by the way, You're not losing the losses. You'll be able to use them elsewhere. So they're not all washed out. This is tax investment. You can use losses against future earnings. So that's not all gone. It's just about how to use it in a better way. So option number one, consider maybe selling and utilizing the equity that you have in the property, elsewhere without those such big expenses. The other suggestion, if you're still not sure what to do and you need some help, some guidance, and even if you're not our clients, I'll be happy to sit down with you, no charge, evaluate, think if this is something, how to maybe get out of the situation and what's the alternative. So I'm suggesting to you, offering to you to reach out to us. I'll be happy to run the numbers, spend, probably an hour of my time exploring options and see if we can help you. I want to, wrap up this session with one thing. Don't hit yourself and don't get discouraged. I do think that over the long term, if you hang on to this property, you'll probably do fine and you'll probably do okay. It's just going to take a little bit of a long journey, right? That's kind of my message to you, so you don't kind of completely get devastated. Don't get devastated. Just ask yourself, what can you do to correct this situation or improve this situation if you can? Thank you very much for listening. And again, this session is available with the numbers on the analysis on our YouTube. I will put a link to the YouTube video in the description. Have a terrific rest of your day.